Yesterday I was speaking about Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto. When we say Mad Bhaktaha, when Krishna is saying, this represents those devotees who first offer themselves to Krishna and then do everything in relation to Krishna in their life. For example, we were saying that our activities which we perform daily should not cover our bhakti. Whether it be our shastric study, whether it be the performance of household chores, whether it is the performance of kingly duties, these activities should not cover our natural devotion. So we gave many examples yesterday. In order for our apparently worldly activities not to cover our devotional service, for that a devotee has to offer himself first to Krishna. My dear Krishna, I am yours from today onwards and I belong to you. So whatever I will do will be in relation to you. What is the meaning of this? When we are eating prasad, we first think, oh, this prasad is tasted by Krishna and he has given his remnants to me. By consuming this, my heart will become purified and it will erupt with devotion. With that consciousness, one should eat prasad. One should never put a morsel of food into the mouth without this consciousness. That is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw the shak, he said, Eisha Krishna Aswadilo, Heno shak Aswadane, Krishna Prema Aisemane, Sei Preme Koro Aswadana, Jada Buddhi Parihari, Prasada Bhojana Kori, Hari Hari, Ola Sarvajana. So he sang like this. Our material mind is completely destroyed by eating the prasad and it is completely sanctified and spiritualized if we eat the prasad with this consciousness. So this is one example of doing one activity in Krishna consciousness. And a devotee does all activities in a day like this. Anything nice a devotee sees, he thinks, oh, this will be very nice to be offered to my Lord. He thinks like that. So a devotee should belong to Krishna first and then offer the Navavidha Bhakti to him. So that is why in that verse from the Ramayana also, Sakradapi Prapannoyam Tava Asmi Iti Yachate, he says. Sakradapi means even once also if a devotee gets this consciousness. Sakradapi Prapannoyam means to surrender to Krishna. Tava Asmi Iti Yachate. Krishna, I belong to you. So a devotee should strongly feel a sense of belonging to Guru, belonging to Parampara, belonging to Krishna. And a devotee should refuse to consider oneself to be belonging to mother, father, family, friends, society, company, college, any of those things. We should destroy that material identity within our minds. And we should very firmly root ourselves as someone belonging to the Guru and Krishna. I am property of Guru and Krishna. My body, my mind, my words, everything. That is why we say, that was, Kayena vacha manasendriyairva buddhyatmanava prakrite svabhava karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayami. So in that kaya, vacha, manasa, everything is said. And after one offers oneself like this, it is very natural that one will only work for their pleasure. And one will not work for anything else. So then we will be called as a bhakta of Krishna. Now, such a bhakta of Krishna does not have to offer any worship. Because one who is in direct relationship with Krishna offers only love. He doesn't have to offer any worship. Like the gopis of Vrindavan, they are decorating themselves. They are not decorating Krishna. If you see, they are wearing nice dress, nice costly, very attractive ornaments and jewelry and flowers and decorating themselves to be offerable to Krishna in rasa dance. So a devotee offers only love to Krishna, but when we fall short of that love, then we have to offer worship, madhyaji. Manmana bhava madbhakto. Otherwise, then next to that is madhyaji. Why that type of worship has to be offered? Because there is no natural love. So we should offer our respects to Krishna with the desire to awaken the natural love sometime in future. So, of course, that kind of yaji means performance of yajna should also be done with great respect and love. Because Krishna doesn't accept anything that is offered without love. Like the yajnic brahmanas were offering yajna, but without love, that was rejected by Krishna. Because they forgot the yajna purusha, the purushottama. And such offering of yajna is simply useless. So the offering of shodasha upachar or the offering of yajna to Krishna is done by the demigods like Brahma or like Indra and all these great devatas. They offer with very costly aarti lamps and aarti plates. They are offering worship to Krishna in Vrindavan. After they all go away, the cowherd boys come and see the aarti plate and they are wondering, what is this? Because they have hidden in the bushes and watched the demigods offering. So sometimes cowherd boy also takes a aarti lamp and does like this to Krishna. And that is very pleasing to Krishna. Because it is offered with love. So you will never hear of cowherd boys, cowherd girls offering worship to Krishna. Of course, Mother Yashoda is taking a cow tail and offering it anti-clockwise around Krishna instead of doing clockwise. And that is done out of love in order to protect Krishna, not to worship him. So this Madhyaji platform is a platform for sadhaka bhaktas who want to worship Krishna, but there has to be very great respect in the heart. Krishna is my Swami. I am his kinkar. Ayinanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam bhudav kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. Like the Hanuman had a consciousness of worshipping Ram, or Lakshman had the desire to constantly serve Ram 24 hours and constantly meditating on what are the requirements of Sita and Ram and how to please them, how to satisfy them, how to serve them. And this is the consciousness of a devotee in Madhyaji platform. The respect has to be very high. Krishna is my protector. Krishna is my maintainer. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Simply by the wink of his eye, he can create millions of universes. Wink of his eye, he can destroy millions of universes. Everything moves under his will. And his eyes are witnessing everyone and everything everywhere. And here he has come very gracefully in the form of this deity form and to accept my worship and love. And by offering him this type of worship, I will be able to satisfy him. That's the only goal of a devotee in the Madhyaji platform. So there was one great Brahmana who was very, very elderly. He was 80 plus. He was living in Vrindavan. And he had a Shaligram Shila, which he used to worship early morning, every day, with great love, accepting the Shaligram Shila as Lord Govinda himself. He would offer a flute, he would offer tilak, he would offer the tulasi and yamuna gel to worship. So he had a staunch vow that I will only use yamuna waters for my shodasha upachar, and I will not accept any other water. But one time in Vrindavan, there was a heavy wind and rains in the early morning hours, and nobody could go out anywhere. But this Brahmana got up very early in the morning when it was dark, 3 o'clock, and he wanted to somehow go to Yamuna and fetch water for his puja for the Shaligram Shila. So despite all this difficulties, he got up, he took a cold water bath and he headed towards Yamuna when no one else was in the road. Everywhere it was pitch dark. And he got in his Achaman Patra some water, and when he was trying to come back, he was also partially blind because of his old age. He lost the way. He was roaming here and there. And he was seeing, he couldn't see even properly. So then he sat in that place itself. And he started chanting Krishna's names and offering puja to Shalagram Shila. After the worship was over, he thought, although I am not able to find my way, although I am stranded, my puja for today is over. So he was very satisfied. When he was thinking like this, a young boy came and caught hold of his hand and said, Babaji, you have gone in a wrong route. Come, I'll take you home. And he picked him up and took him to his home. And he made him enter into the lane and showed him the house. And as soon as he put his foot in the house, he turned around and the boy had vanished from his sight. And he understood Krishna himself has come to escort me because yatantascha dhridavrataha. Krishna says, my devotees are very fond of endeavoring for my pleasure with great determination. So this is the meaning of the word prayatatmanaha. He says, in a patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayajati tadaham bhakti upakritam ashnami prayatatmanaha. The prayatatmana means endeavoring to worship the Lord with great determination, without any compromise, without any laxity or laziness, or without any lack of respect, or without any interest. So one requires Shraddha, Bhakti, Bhavana while worshipping the Lord in the Madhyaji platform. Like this Brahmana, if one wants to draw the attention of the Lord, in the platform of Manmana, there is love and affection. In the platform of Bhava Madbhakto, there is attachment to Krishna. And in the platform of Madhyaji, there should at least be attention. Because the attention in our worship to Krishna and respect, that will gradually turn into attachment and affection subsequently. Yeah, and that little affection we have for Krishna while, little type of love we have for Krishna while worshipping the deity will gradually, that spark of fire will grow into a big fire. That is actually the key in the path of bhakti. Even in the chanting of the holy name, the spark of greed we have to please Krishna, please Guru and belong to them and give up all material attachments, that spark only will take a huge shape in future, manifesting itself as Prema Bhakti. Harinam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees.